The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware.
Welcome to The Music Room,
a program featuring a combination of new music and interviews with musicians from a wide variety of genres.
And now, The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.
Well, good morning, everybody. I'm Mando Richard.
I'm Allie Delaney.
And today we're going to be talking with one of the artists who's coming to campus on Friday for Perkins Live. Allie, who are we talking to?
We're talking to Stacy Kay from the five-person a cappella group EH440. Now we're going to listen to one of their songs from their newest album titled Boss Level.
Because we're live on the air with Stacy Kay from EH440.
That's pronounced A440 because Canadians say A.
A. Oh, that's right. You are from the land of the Argonauts, the Maple Leafs, and the Blue Jays, as us Americans would know. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we're really excited. Allie and I are really excited to talk with you today because, I mean, you guys are really high energy.
Thank you so much. We are. We try to stay calm most of the time, but it doesn't usually work out because we like to talk a lot and we like to dance and sing and just, yeah, it's a crazy group for sure.
Allie, what did you want to find out about life in A? 440.
Yeah, A, like Canada, A.
I wanted to find out how you guys do your arrangements and what songs you choose and how that you do that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The thing is, some a cappella groups have an arranger or they have somebody that, you know, writes the music. In our group, it's actually a little bit different just because there's not really one of us that is amazing at reading sheet music, in that sort of way. So we just kind of have to jam it out and we will pick a song and we'll go, okay, this is one of our favorite songs or this is a really cool new song or something like that. And then we just sit there and we just try to sing it kind of on the spot. We kind of sing it all together and jam it out. And we've had things in the past definitely not work out. So we realize when we first started the band, like, not every song can be a cappella. For example, we were doing the song Kiss by Prince, which we think is such a cool song. But then, you know, when we started singing a cappella, we were like, dibba 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 doo, Kiss. And it's just like, it sounded so lame. And we're like, okay, we cannot do this song a cappella. So basically, some songs turn out sounding amazing a cappella, but some of them are just terrible. So we just have to kind of do a trial and error kind of thing. And the main thing that we do is sit together and try it just on the spot versus like a rough version to see.
I think one of the things that's really cool about a strong a cappella group like yours is when you make the arrangement, you don't have the full band, but with the five of you, you manage to fill in enough that the listener's ears fill in the missing parts.
For sure. And I still am impressed, being in the band for 5 years, when our beatboxer and our bass start, you know, singing and beatboxing, it shocks me. Like, I'm sometimes on stage, I get distracted because I'm really impressed by something that our beatboxer Luke just did, because it sounds so realistic and so cool, and I can't believe that he can make all those sounds with his mouth. Like, I'm still not sick of it.
Well, before Allie asks you another question, let me remind the listeners that we're talking with Stacey Kay because, 440 will be appearing on Friday night at the Perkins Live event. That will be, I guess they start the activities at 10 o'clock in the Perkins Student Center. And
yeah, I heard there's like food and a game show, and then we perform, I think, at 11:30 p.m.
Yeah, and then the main act, which in this case includes Stacey and her four of her closest, most sanest friends, takes the stage at about 11:30. What else did you want to ask, Allie?
I wanted to ask, on your website, you guys have all of the cool bios that really gets you good information about the group and who everybody is individually, and you have nicknames. I really wanted to know, Stacey, how you got your nickname, the Queen of Chaos.
Okay. Well, so Joe, the bass singer, he always makes up all of our nicknames. And he one time said to me, Stacey, you put the K in chaos. Stacey K, just the K in chaos. And I'm like, oh, that's funny. He's like, no, but seriously, like, you're one of the most chaotic people I've ever met. And I would be offended, but I'm not, because it's so true. And this is the thing. Ever since I was little, I've grown up, and I've always wanted to involve myself in situations probably that I shouldn't be in, because it doesn't involve me. So if I hear people having a conversation that's interesting to me, or maybe like, you know, someone's like breaking up with their boyfriend, like, I want to go over there and I want to watch. And I get myself in trouble because I'm in these terrible situations that I should not be in. For example, the other day we were at a show, and it was a show in the U.S. and there were Canadian geese outside, and the one looked so cute. I was like, I want to try to pet this goose, and then it attacked me. Like, these are the kind of things, like, I'm an idiot. I should not be doing these things, right? but Joe said, you know, the chaos comes from you, Stacey. Like, it's not the people around you. You're the one that creates the chaos. But sometimes the chaos works out. For example, we were in a Walgreens in South Carolina, and in this Walgreens, the people that worked there, I was talking to them because I'm crazy and I just talk to people, and they found out that we were performers because we were talking about it, and they asked us to perform a song in like chip aisle number 4 in the middle of the store. And because I like chaos, I agreed to it, and we filmed it and we put it online. And now this video has, like, of me singing and rapping in the Walgreens has like over 35 million views on it. So sometimes it works out, like that situation.
Well, you mentioned the rapping. I think that's one of the things that's so cool is, I mean, you and Janet Turner and now your newest member, Tafari Anthony, switch off the lead roles, and you really, on that song we started off with, Boss Level, you just start going. You're like a motor mouth. You're like a motor mouth.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. No, it is truly one of my favorite things to do. Like, I love singing. Singing is something, you know, I started singing country music. You mentioned Janet Turner.
Yeah.
We used to be, we used to compete against each other in country music singing competitions when we were really little. And I, you know, she used to win, and then sometimes I would win. And, like, we were rivals in this, like, country music, whatever.
Frenemies.
And then years later, she calls me and says, do you want to be in this a cappella group? Which I thought was crazy, because at the time I was, like, in my head, a cappella was, like, lame. Like, like, I was like, that's not what I do. Like, I pictured it like I was in a barber shop in, like, a striped outfit being like, doo-up, doo-up. Like, I didn't know what it could be, right? And then I came and we did this jam session, and Luke was beatboxing, and my mind was just blown. Like, it was crazy. So, So and then they said to me, do what you do, Stacey. Just bring yourself. Don't worry about what you think a cappella is. And that's when I started rapping. And I've just loved it ever since. Because I love Busta Rhymes, who's like one of the fastest rappers in the world. And I try to kind of base what I write off of his style.
Well, we've got Gibberish queued up next.
Yeah.
You've got to tell us about the arrangement on this one and how the heck you picked out this song to do.
Right. Well, Gibberish is a song by a guy named Max. And Max is somebody that I found on YouTube. He's this guy that he's so cool. He's a professional dancer and he's an amazing singer. And this was one of his YouTube videos that went viral, and we really loved it in A440. So I did this, but then I added one of my own raps in the middle of it. And he then tweeted us after and said that rap was fire. And used a fire emoji. So I thought that was really cool. So this is by Max, covered by A440, and with a Stacey K rap in the middle of it.
Sounds like gibberish. I should know I knew the shoes, man. I should know I knew the shoes, man. I should know I knew the shoes, man. Rising way up above ya. Go run and tell your mother why you do me like that. Good luck with all the others. Don't care about the number. You all deserve each other. Why you do me like that? Oh, so now
you
say you
think it all that. You just came back from South Korea?
Yes.
What the heck were you doing there? I mean, did you go over? So tell us about your trip to South Korea.
Yeah, we went over there for a music festival.
And?
And it was just like, it was... like, we did not know what to expect. So we got in. So first of all, the flight is 13 and a half hours. Okay. And so I like thought I was so cool and like planned all my stuff. I'm like, I'm not going to be bored and this is going to be the best flight ever. And I prepared everything, but there's no way you can prepare for a 13 hour flight because it's like the crazy, like you're just on in the same spot for 13 hours. So that was cool. And then we landed and we went to Seoul, the city Seoul in South Korea. And it was like, I've never been there. It was the craziest, best, awesome. Like, I just loved the city so much. It was kind of like a mashup of New York City and Toronto, where I'm from. And it was just so like futuristic and everybody was cool and stylish. Like, I loved it so much. And then we performed at a music festival. And there were 15,000 people in the audience, and they all were just so positive and fun, and like they cheered after. You know, I tried to speak South Korean, or I tried to speak Korean to them. I was saying like "Annyeong Haseyo," like just saying like "hello," and like I learned how to say "Where's the restroom?" Like, and they were. I had them like laughing because I suck at speaking Korean. But they were just such an awesome, like, it was just such a great country. Like, it was amazing. And I want to go back for sure.
You've done a lot of big events. I mean, in 2012, the band's first event was not just some backyard picnic.
That would be awesome, though. I would love to do a backyard picnic. But no, we performed for the Toronto Raptors. It was a basketball game. That was our very first gig ever. It was in this humongous, it's a place in Toronto called the Air Canada Center. There are 20,000 people in the audience. And we did the American, I got to sing the American National Anthem. And we also did the Canadian. And it was just so funny because it was like, not only were there that many people in the audience, but all of the basketball players were standing right beside us. And I was just in awe by how good looking and tall all of them are. So it was awesome.
Well, this is off script, but I've just got to ask you, don't you think the United States needs a more singable national anthem?
No, for sure. It is the most fun anthem to sing.
Oh, really?
So yeah. So maybe I'm actually shocked that you said that because maybe as a singer, I don't know, like it's my favorite it's my favorite anthem to sing. So I maybe it's because it's like, it's kind of complicated. That's the thing. Yeah. So maybe that's why I like it, because it's kind of a challenge. So I can see when there's a huge group of people, it might be hard. But as a singer, it's like the my like so fun to sing. I love singing the anthem.
We're talking with Stacey Kay, one of the lead singers in A440, the a cappella group that's coming to Perkins Live on Friday. It'll be 10 o'clock till about 1 o'clock, and Stacey and her pals will be taking the stage about 11:30. They're just, I think this is just going to be a fantastic show. I mean, who knows? It'll be after my bedtime, but I might have to come out for it.
No, you have to live that musician life and stay up late. We're so used to it now. We have to either drive in the middle of the night sometimes, like just throughout the night. We're just so used to like staying up, getting up early. Like it's crazy. Now, I have a question for you, just because we never quite know what exactly it is until we get there. But is the public allowed to come to this, or is it just the school?
It's certainly in a building that's open to the public.
Okay.
But it's being advertised on the school.
Okay, cool.
It's one of the things. It's one of the things.
Some of the shows. Sorry, I keep
now you go
off.
Right
the
ahead.
Worst thing. I'm on an air, like a radio show, and I'm cutting the person off. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was the host, and I cut the guest off. That's really rude of me. Please, Stacey, it's your turn to talk.
No. No, you go. You say what you're going to say.
I just was going to say, it's like the University of Delaware tries to do a lot of alternative programming for students who are under 21. And so the Perkins Live series that you'll be performing at is one of those things. And it's held over in a comfortable lounge kind of setting. And who knows how many people you'll have there. But it is in the Perkins Student Center. And people who are listening from the community, by all means, get yourself a parking place and come on over to Perkins Live to hear Stacey and Janet and Tafari and Luke and Joe, also known as A440, on Friday night.
That's right. And we also, we always welcome the public, too, because, you know, we come to these places with, in all different states in the United States, and we never know quite what we're going to get. And we love when, you know, just the community comes together and we get to meet people from specific spots of the USA, because it's very different everywhere we go. Even the accents, like to me, you have an accent, and I love it. It's like you kind of have like a twang or something like that.
I can twang more if you want.
No, I love it. I've tried to learn all the accents from the United States. And I think it's fascinating. It's so funny. So I just love to hear how people talk in every, you know, state of the U.S. So, yes, please come and speak to me so I can learn your accent.
After stopping by Newark, Delaware, what do you have on the rest of your tour? Where are you going?
We are going. You know what's so funny? I have to always check my, you have like a calendar on your phone. I always check that because we go so many places, which I'm so grateful for and thankful for, that we never, sometimes that day we're like, where are we going right now? And we don't quite know. So the day after you guys, though, we are going to Fairleigh Dickinson University in Madison, New Jersey. And then I'm looking at the calendar as we're talking. And then we have 2 days off, and our plan is to see two different movies on both of the nights because going to the movies is my favorite thing. And I heard you work at a movie theater, so you are so cool. We are going to see two movies because we have 2 days of driving, and then we go to Urbana, Illinois. University of Illinois at Urbana. And then Indianapolis, we're going to University of Indianapolis right after that. And then we're going to Chicago, Illinois, where we will be getting popcorn from Garrett's Popcorn, because that is the best popcorn in all of the United States. These are the kind of things that we get excited for, are popcorn and movies and just, you know, we learn each state has something really cool in it. So we know the Chicago has the popcorn.
Coming up next, we're going to play from your website at www.eh440.com. We're going to play a song that features the newest member of the band, Tafari Anthony. Why don't you tell us what he's brought to the band. And is he crazy enough to fit in with the rest of you lunatics?
Oh, he's you know why he's perfect? Because he's not crazy, so he calms me down. Like, he'll just look at me and be like, Stacey, take a chill pill. And I'm like, okay, I'm okay, I got it. He is awesome. He, him and I actually knew each other years ago. We did this weird gig together. The gig was, you know, like what a flash mob is, where you have to,
yeah,
basically, if you're in a public place, there's a group of people that burst out into song that all the other people who are the normal people didn't know was going to happen. Like, that's flash mob. So somebody hired a group of us to do a flash mob in a hospital at this like party for the doctors. So I had to pretend I was like a nurse or a doctor, which was terrifying because I didn't want to speak to anyone because they were going to ask me a doctor question. And then we had to burst out into song and surprise all of these doctors at their party. So that's where I met Tafari, and didn't speak to him for like 5 years just after this show. And then when we needed a new member for our band, I phoned him because I remembered how amazing his voice was in this flash mob. And he is so wonderful at singing. Him and I both have our own solo careers as well. So his album is phenomenal. He just released it. And he is a perfect addition to our group, personality and voice, for sure.
Well, let's give a listen to Tafari Anthony leading A440 and Not the Only One on WVUD.
You've been so unavailable. Ooh. Now, sadly, I know why. Your heart is unattainable. Ooh. Even though
it's just a whole lot of fun.
That's always what happens with us.
Well, again, we're talking with Stacey Kay from A440, who are coming to the University of Delaware campus on Friday, October 6th, for Perkins Live. And the activities begin around 10 p.m. And the whole band will take the stage at about 11:30. Now, Stacey, why don't you just brag for a moment about your four bandmates?
Okay. Well, I was just going to actually tell you something just for the listeners that are thinking like, oh, do I want to come see an a cappella show? Because that was the mentality that I had before I really knew what it could be. And it was so funny. We were, I was walking down the hallway the other day in a show. It was a packed show that we had at a school in the USA. And there was this group of guys and they're like, what's going on in there? And he's like, oh, I think it's an a cappella show. And they're like, do you want to go? And he's like, no. Because sometimes people think, like, what is this weird a cappella show that I'm going to go see? But I would urge people to give it a chance because it's nothing like I think you can imagine. Because our beatboxer does the most impressive things that you've ever heard. The beats that he can make, it's just the coolest thing ever. I'll tell him to drop a beat, and I like to rap Busta Rhymes. And we have, like, you know, Tafari and Janet, who are the two most amazing singers I've ever heard. Joe, our bass singer, can hit the lowest notes ever. And it's just, our show overall is, like, this is me bragging about our show, yes, but it's a very entertaining, you know, I think we perform for 70 minutes. It's a 70 minutes of just craziness. And, you know, Joe, our bass singer, he's like a stand-up comedian, so he's making us laugh on stage and making the audience laugh. And it's just such a fun show. And we do current music, but we also do throwbacks as well. So any age, you know, we've had like kids to seniors, but we usually perform for like high school and university crowds. But then seniors come out and we sing, you know, I sing like Respect by Aretha Franklin. And even like there was this woman, she was 90 years old, and she came up to me after a show and she said, you know, I like that rapping that you're doing. You should be a auctioneer. And I was like, that is awesome. So all ages will like it. And it's a really fun time with great people who are all funny and super talented. So I hope you come out to see us, A440.
That's Janet Turner, Stacey Kay, Tafari Anthony, Luke Stapleton, and Joe Oliva. All together, they make up a band called
A440. And you can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify. We're on all those things. Joe always tells people that we're on Tinder. You know, Tinder, like the dating website. He always says, check us out on Spotify, Instagram, Tinder. And I'm like, okay, Joe. So, yeah, it's all the social medias we are on. And if you want to just hear us in advance, I would urge you to go to YouTube and just check us out and see what the show is going to be like.
And A is spelled E-H, so it's E-H-440,
right.
And check them out. On a campus like ours, with all the a cappella singing groups there are, I hope a lot of people come out. You know, Stacey, I don't know if you knew this, but on our campus for a while, there was a thing called Aca Tuesday.
What?
Yes, Aca Tuesday. So we're talking to you, and this is our little offering to Aca Tuesday here at the University
that
of Delaware.
Amazing. Honestly, I hope all the a cappella groups come out because in the United States, it's way, like, the USA loves a cappella music more so than Canada. Like, it's such a big thing at all of your universities there. Like, at all of your universities, you have, like, one or two, or at least, a cappella groups. So I always get nervous when the a cappella groups are in the audience because I want to just really impress them. I hope they come.
Well, we're going to close down the interview with you impressing the radio audience and with Died on the Table. Why did you ask us to play this one?
It sounds crazy. The title sounds crazy. I know it. But to be honest, this is my breakup song that I had to sing this to my ex-boyfriend. And people always think it's like a sad song, like someone like you, like Adele or Whitney Houston has I Will Always Love You. But my ex-boyfriend, he really wasn't getting it at the time that I wanted to break up with him. And I felt as if I needed to put it down in words. And it's not the same type of song as you would think. It's a little bit sassier than that. So this is my breakup song and the end of the interview.
Well, folks, if you want to see A440, come on out to Perkins Live on Friday night starting at 10 o'clock. And here comes Died on the Table.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 New York.
For more information about this and other episodes, visit sites.udel.edu/TMR.
Tune in every Tuesday at 11 a.m.
for The Music Room on WVUD.